Orbital Sciences marks its first commercial space success. American Eagle flight attendants question the merger, and the FAA amends its flight review rule. This is Aero News for Thursday, September 19, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. NASA commercial space partner Orbital Sciences Corporation of Dulles, Virginia, successfully launched its Cygnus cargo spacecraft aboard its Antares rocket at 10:58 Eastern Daylight Time Wednesday from the Mid-Atlantic Regional Spaceport Pad 0A at NASA's Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia. This is the first time a spacecraft launched from Virginia is blazing a trail toward the International Space Station, heralding a new U.S. capability to resupply the orbiting laboratory. Traveling 17,500 miles per hour in Earth orbit, Cygnus is on its way to rendezvous with the space station on Sunday, September 22nd. The spacecraft will deliver about 1,300 pounds of cargo, including food and clothing, to the Expedition 37 crew. Orbital is building and testing its Antares rocket and Cygnus spacecraft under NASA's Commercial Orbital Transportation Services, or COTS, program. The successful completion of the COTS demonstration mission will pave the way for Orbital to conduct 8 planned cargo resupply flights. As one of 2 U.S. carriers capable of providing cargo resupply missions to the space station, a successful demonstration mission will ensure a robust national capability to deliver critical science payloads into orbit. NASA's other cargo resupply provider, Space Exploration Technologies, SpaceX, began flying regular cargo missions to the space station in 2012. American Eagle flight attendants, represented by the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, say they are increasingly concerned about their future in the American-U.S. Airways merger. Robert Barrow, the AFA president at American Eagle, said, quote, "The fact is that American Eagle flight attendants contributed to a profitable subsidiary of American Airlines prior to the bankruptcy, but we were expected to cut costs to cover the failed strategies of management at American. To date, American Eagle flight attendants have not been shown how our contributions will be valued at the new airline. This merger may not be good for all workers," end quote. American Eagle flight attendants ratified substantial concessions in July 2012 with the promise that doing so would retain as much of American's regional flying as possible and position American Eagle for future growth. Since that time, the new American merger partners are calling many of the shots in how the merger, if consummated, will play out. All the while, American Eagle's regional flying erodes steadily through outsourcing. The FAA posted a final rule and request for comments in the Federal Register Monday that will exempt some additional pilots from having to complete a biennial flight review. The purpose of the flight review is to provide a regular assessment of pilot skills and aeronautical knowledge, thereby assuring that every pilot has a qualified individual to comment on his or her competency at least once every 2 years. The original rule provides some exceptions to such a review, namely a person who has, quote, passed a pilot proficiency check for a pilot certificate, rating, or operating privilege, end quote, need not accomplish the required flight review required by the FARs. In a recent legal interpretation, the FAA concluded that a flight instructor practical test is not included in the listed exceptions because it is not a pilot proficiency check. The new rule amends that and will permit an airman who passes a practical test for issuance of a flight instructor certificate, a practical test for the addition of a rating to a flight instructor certificate, a practical test for renewal of a flight instructor certificate, or a practical test for the reinstatement of a flight instructor certificate will meet the 24 calendar month flight review requirements. The rule is now open for comments until October the 16th. The state of Texas has passed a law that can lead to penalties of up to $10,000 for using a UAV to take photographs of someone's property without their consent. The law went into effect on September 1st. The law stems from an incident in which someone flying an RC airplane equipped with a camera captured images of a creek apparently filled with pig's blood, according to a report from the Associated Press. The photos, which were captured incidentally to the flight, led to fines being imposed against a meat packing plant for illegal dumping. 2 of the plant's executives were charged with water pollution. Now, the Texas legislature has made taking such photos a crime, punishable by a fine of up to $500. Civil penalties of up to $10,000 can be collected from the photographer if the person or organization whose property is photographed can show that they were collected or distributed with malice. The law also limits the use of aircraft by law enforcement, though there are some 40 exceptions to those limits. Also exempt are students conducting scholarly research, journalists, and real estate professionals. When Aero News continues, Asiana boosts its pilot training, new nav aids for experimental and LSA pilots, and it's a teddy bear of a deal.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, September 19th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Pilots flying for Asiana Airlines will be required to get more time in a simulator preparing for landings at airports without precision approaches, according to an internal email. It will also conduct an independent review of its safety standards and training procedures. Bloomberg Businessweek reports that in interviews with Asiana pilots and trainers following the San Francisco accident, it was revealed that pilots were extensively trained on automatic landing systems, but rarely hand-flew their approaches. The Asiana 777, which struck a seawall at San Francisco, resulting in 3 fatal injuries, was on a visual approach. The glide slope at KSFO was inoperative due to construction at the airport. The co-pilot of the airplane reportedly had only 43 hours in type, and several of those had come during the flight from Korea to San Francisco. Dynan Avionics released its latest addition to SkyView's navigation toolbox, geo-referenced approach departure charts, airport diagrams, and enhancements to SkyView's moving map. With these new features, Dynan is able to offer experimental and LSA pilots a paperless cockpit. SkyView's new charting capabilities allow pilots to quickly find and display the procedures they need during flight, all the while showing the aircraft's position and track on the chart itself. With the touch of a button, SkyView automatically loads the airport diagram while on the ground. In the U.S., this release includes procedure charts, IFR departures, arrivals, approaches, hotspots, land and hold short operations, and supplemental text. Airport diagrams include both the official FAA diagrams as well as flight guide set of nearly 5,000 extremely detailed airport diagrams for virtually every public use airport here in the United States. Another airplane with an unusual history has popped up for sale on eBay. This time, the airplane on the auction block was used to protest the human rights and free speech policies, or lack thereof, of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. Last year, the plane's owner, Thomas Mazzetti, flew the 1968 French-built Yodel illegally into Belarusian airspace and dropped hundreds of teddy bears in parachutes over the former Soviet Republic, carrying messages promoting free speech. The flight was captured on video and, of course, posted on YouTube. Now, Mazzetti calls the airplane, quote, a flyable piece of art, in an email that he sent to ANN and other media outlets. On the eBay posting, he says that any profit received will go, quote, to the fight for a free Belarus, end quote. The bidding on the Yodel at last check was $11,000, but that does not meet the unstated reserve placed on the airplane. It is described as being in working condition and being sold as it stands. The only modification, a small hatch in the rear window from which the teddy bears were dropped. Profit goes to the struggle for democracy in Belarus. Mazzetti and his partner in the flight, Hannah Lena Fry, said the teddy bear mission was a success, bringing needed media and other attention to the conditions in Belarus. Oh, and one more thing. The airplane is in Sweden, and the buyer is responsible for vehicle pickup or shipping. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. you're now cleared for departure.